Good morning, a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
We were talking about manufacturing jobs last week, and we've got some more on that story.
Yeah, we've had two developments over the past week. First is GlobalFoundries announced this week that it plans to acquire 66 acres from New York State. The land is located in NYSERDA's Saratoga Technology and Energy Park, adjacent to Stonebreak Road Extension, which is between GlobalFoundries factory and Hermes Road in Malta. GlobalFoundries is positioning its campus for a possible rapid expansion as the federal government looks for ways to bring more computer chip production back to America. Lawmakers introduced a bill to set aside billions of dollars for U.S. chip builders and research to ensure the country keeps its edge over China and other countries who invest heavily in the semiconductor industry. The United States controls about 45% of the global semiconductor market, down from about 50% a few years ago. South Korea, Japan, the European Union, Taiwan, and China are the other major players. GlobalFoundries has considered the possibility of constructing a second plant in Malta since production began in 2012. The company has also called around multiple times to get estimates for steel and construction costs, and designs for a second factory were reviewed by the town as far back as 2013. GlobalFoundries employs 3,000 people in Saratoga County, making it among the largest manufacturers in the region based on headcount, with General Electric being the largest in the area. And a little bit further north in Fort Edward, Elizabeth Miller and Doty Machine Works just invested $1 million to purchase a vertical milling machine that could also bring more manufacturing work back to the United States. The new machine will allow Doty to take on larger milling jobs and reduce labor costs in the process. The company says this will allow it to be more competitive with quotes, giving it a better chance to go after work they are currently losing overseas. Doty Machine Works has invested close to $5 million in equipment and building renovations over the past 5 years, and the company plans to continue to purchase at least one large piece of equipment every year. Doty employs 45 machinists, assemblers, project managers, and support staff who make or repair custom parts for paper mills, medical device makers, and other factories. The company works closely on projects with Miller Mechanical, a Glens Falls company founded by Elizabeth Miller's late husband. She took over the business in 2007 and began investing in equipment and diversifying the operation. The renewed urgency for U.S. manufacturers is a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, as the country faced shortages on so many products due to the disruption of their supply chain.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read these stories and more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Friday.
Thank you.